WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to another episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation. I'm your host, Jake Carter. And let me tell you, I feel your pain. The modern work environment can feel like a high-speed train hurtling through a sensory overload zone. Constant emails, buzzing notifications, meetings that could be emails. It's enough to make your brain scream for a vacation. But fear not, my friends, because today we're diving deep into some serious strategies to help you manage that overwhelm and reclaim your sanity at work. Because, let's be real, we deserve to feel calm, focused, and actually productive in our jobs, right? Not just existing in a constant state of, yeah, got it. So buckle up, grab a cup of coffee, or maybe something stronger. And get ready to tap out of overstimulation once and for all. Here are five key takeaways that'll change the game for you. Number one, identify your triggers. Ever noticed how certain things just set you off? Maybe it's the fluorescent lights, a barrage of emails flooding your inbox, or that coworker who loves to have impromptu discussions, right when you're trying to concentrate. Figure out what throws you off balance, and we can start strategizing on how to minimize those stressors. Number two, master the art of saying no, and I mean really say no. This is huge. Learning to politely but firmly decline requests that stretch you too thin will be your superpower. Remember, you don't have to say yes to everything. In fact, sometimes a no is the kindest thing you can do for yourself, and even for those asking. Number three, create sacred space in your workday. You need pockets of calm amidst the chaos. Find ways to carve out moments of peace. Maybe it's a quick meditation session, 5 minutes of deep breathing, or simply stepping away from your desk to listen to a calming song. Even small breaks can make a huge difference. Number four, embrace the power of boundaries. This goes beyond just saying no. It's about setting clear limits on your time and energy. When you leave work, truly leave work. Avoid checking emails after hours and create physical space between your home life and your work life. Remember, you deserve to recharge and disconnect. Number five, don't forget to move your body. I know, you're thinking, Jake, I barely have time to breathe, let alone go for a run. But trust me on this one. Even short bursts of movement can work wonders for your mental clarity and energy levels. Take the stairs instead of the elevator, do some stretches at your desk, or walk around during phone calls. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're in a meeting, right? Your boss is talking, but all you can hear is the buzzing from your phone, that annoying click-clack of someone's keyboard, and the distant hum of the office printer. You're trying to focus, but it feels like your brain is about to explode. Sound familiar? That's overstimulation hitting you hard. But what if I told you there was a way to tap into that calm within, even in the midst of all that chaos? Picture this. You've got noise-canceling headphones on, blocking out those distracting sounds. You take a few deep breaths, grounding yourself in the present moment. Your boss is speaking again, and this time, you're actually listening. You can absorb the information, contribute meaningfully, and feel confident and focused. See? It's not magic, it's strategy. By implementing those key takeaways we talked about, identifying your triggers, setting boundaries, carving out moments of calm, and embracing movement, you can transform that overwhelming workday into a space where you thrive. So remember, my friends, don't just survive your workday, conquer it. Take control of your environment, prioritize your well-being, and tap out of overstimulation one step at a time. And, as always, keep sharing your own strategies and experiences with me on social media. Let's build a community of calm and focused individuals who are crushing it in the workplace. Until next time, stay awesome, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.